we would like to speak to you about priorities. And when we are speaking about priorities, we do not mean how much work you need to get done in some period of time. We are talking about awareness, about what you are prioritizing. One of the things that absolutely must happen in your own life in order for you to heal is that you must take charge of priorities. It is not that we do not understand that certain situations require more energy. We do understand that. But if you are looking at the balance, how much of your time is spent on priorities that neither honor nor include you? Because if all of your time is spending solving the problem, making the thing work, doing all of that, then where are your priorities? And what we mean about being conscious about this is not to be critical. Nothing heals in criticism. Lives only heal in love, only in love. So when you come to the place where you say, in this day, I will be conscious about my priorities, and that might involve how I use my energy, which things I consider to be important, and once again, not to be critical, but simply to wake up, to wake up. And if you are, we are going to use very basic examples because we must all start at a baseline that is simple. But if you truly wake up in the morning and you want to take a walk, or you want to stretch, or you would like to have another cup of tea, but what you hear in your head is, no, no, not until the really important things are done. Not until the dishwasher is loaded. Not until the things from the table are picked up. Not until, and we know that you all know that that list of priorities is endless. Absolutely endless. But so often, you are not on the top of that list. You are lucky to be on the bottom of it. So here you are in a healing place, wanting to get better. And what you are telling yourself is that the placemat on the table is more important than what you feel, than what you need. Now, this prioritizing, of course, goes back to honoring, as does everything we have talked about recently. And so you might want to notice that voice. And we are going to call it a voice because that is usually what happens. You are in a peaceful moment and you know you would like some more peace. And there is a voice that says, not until you call this person back or order this or do that, and we do not even realize anything is wrong, because that is the response pattern we have had our whole lives. And so we would like to suggest that when you hear that voice about something relatively small, that you take a moment and say, that or another cup of tea, and choose another cup of tea. You see, what we tell ourselves is that there are so many important things to be done, that that is what we end up spending our energy and our focus and everything doing. All of these million things that need to be done. But what really needs to be done is we need to increase our own ability to honor ourselves, even in the smallest of situations. We do not need to wait for an emergency to honor ourselves. We need to be honoring ourselves every day. And that means that the voice that knows who we really are, that knows our heart, must be more important than the voice that says, you must take the placemat now and put it up. And this is not an intellectual thing. It is definitely a pattern thing, because we have been taught to do that so much. Even when we know that there is a very good chance that if you take that placemat and put it in a drawer, a few minutes later, the world as you know it will not end. It may feel that it will, but it will not. So we must be able to establish the safety of honoring ourselves, of prioritizing a moment, a feeling, something we really want to do. It is certainly not that we will not do the other things later, but there is an importance about allowing yourself to be important enough so that you can feel the things you want to feel, and the placemat can be put up later. So, we will take a few moments and speak together about this, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain washing away the week, any stresses that may have gathered and caught in your field. And give your stress to the rain. Now let the air fill with the blue of peace and breathe in peace. Exhale fear. And feel a wind blowing. The wind is gentle, but it loosens any tightness you might have in the energy around your body and in your body. And let the wind blow through and take away anything that is heavy or hard that would rob you of your lightness or your peace. become aware of a radiant light above your head and know that this light is sacred and honors you. And open the crown and allow that light to shine into your body. Feel how the crown is opened, and open more widely so that you can receive all that you want, all that the universe wants to send you, to support you, to make you abundant and wise, to honor your life. Feel that radiant light flow into your third eye. And let that light open the third eye more widely than it has been opened before. Let the light make you able to see how to honor yourself without fear or judgment or limitation. And let the third eye see outside of your body, the world around you, anything you need to know. Feel the radiant light flow down into your throat. And feel that light begin to displace all negative communication, all old habits of judgment of yourself or others. Where that has been, feel that there is now radiant light. And the radiant light allows you to communicate with honor and respect for yourself, for the world around you. Feel the radiant light come down through your body and into the heart center. And feel the power of the radiant light to heal old pain, to heal restrictions that may have lodged in your heart that would keep you from growing. Let the radiant light displace all of that. And make your heart center a beautiful thing, a growing, living, wondrous thing. Feel the radiant light move down through your body and into your solar plexus. And allow that radiant light to remove from your solar plexus hard feelings that have been there too long, fearful feelings, angry feelings. Let that light displace all of those. And feel that in your solar plexus, there is room for gratitude, for wisdom, for joy. And let the radiant light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel the radiant light remove shame and judgment and anything that you may have come to believe is your burden because you are woman. Feel all of that displaced by this light and feel yourself restored, able to cleanse without fear, without judgment, anything that moves through your life. Feel the radiant life come down through your body and into the root. And see the radiant light begin to help you know and form the things you most want to create. And as it does, feel energy from the earth come up and into the root to join with the light so that earth supports what you create and the universe enlightens it, empowers it. Let that light spread through your body, through your mind, through your thoughts. Feel it move down your spine to make you strong. Feel it move across your shoulders to remove burden, down through your arms and your hands, to honor what you choose to do, down through your legs and your feet, to know that the universe honors you with support and you honor yourself with support, and that honoring makes you wise. Now feel that field of energy move outside of your body and see yourself in that radiant light, full and healing and strong. And know that that light will draw to you in the week ahead what is for your highest good. Will sort from the energies of the world and draw to you what is for your highest good. Now move your attention into your heart center and see in a circle of gold that a gift has been left for you. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.